Nashville's police department is hoping that a recent day-long diversity tour will help its newest cadets be better, more empathic officers. Zigzagging the city, the recruits heard from the Muslim community, immigrant groups, African-American students, and LGBTQ leaders. And as WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, some frank conversations unfolded.
The Mobile Diversity Seminar, as it's known, began 2 years ago to introduce new recruits to some of the city's more vulnerable communities, a chance to broker a dialogue. Over a lunch of chicken and rice at Casa Azafran, a nonprofit community center, conversations veered every which way, from where to get the best baklava to what type of trauma education the police academy provided. Linda Copeland, who works in juvenile justice, had a pointed question to the five cadets sitting at her table.
I was just curious around your thoughts around just that whole juvenile offender piece, because especially here in Nashville, it has just exploded, you know, and it makes you think, what in the world is going on?
Destiny Zunick, a 22-year-old recruit, spoke up. In some ways, she says she sees herself in these kids. She didn't have a great family, but she did have others who believed in her, her teammates, her teachers. And that made all the difference.
Most of them are coming from broken homes and they don't feel that they have anyone that they can turn to or any support system. And so I think like role as an officer, even just that slight interaction with kids and showing them like, hey, you can do this. And if you can't, here, let me help you and show that you can, will play like a huge impact.
The cadets class president, Ryan Ludvigson, says he knows today's training is critical for him and the 29 other new recruits who will graduate Nashville's Police Academy next month.
There's lots of perceptions and whatnot just on all sides. You know, implicit bias is what we're learning about. Putting those in check and not letting those hinder our job to be able to serve the members of the community to the best that we can.
Compared to their months of academy training, it's an incredibly brief whirlwind introduction to Nashville's cultural communities, who often feel they're on the receiving end of officers' implicit bias. But the organizers hope it will, at least, give the recruits a chance to hear these perspectives before they hit the streets. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribyn Knight.